Marge's boyfriend, Neil Williams, got Jane a copy of the scenario from Arthur Lorenz, the Hollywood movie director who's in town to make a movie. Miss Lorenz told Neil he thought the young lady next door had an excellent chance in pictures. Mr. Lorenz means Marge. Neil thinks he means Jane. This episode is an alternating scene between the Aces' bungalow and a little Russian tea room downtown. But first to the Aces, where we find Jane and Mr. Ace. Listen.
Here.
Yes?
Will you see if I know my part all right now?
Do what?
Hold this paper and see if I know my part. I did want Marge to do it, but she had to pick tonight to call and say she wouldn't be home for dinner.
Oh, do it with her tomorrow night, then.
No, tomorrow night's too late. The contest is tomorrow, and I have to know every line just right. Oh, well, if I can't get Marge, I'll have to use you. You don't mind playing second base to Marge, do you, dear? Oh, well, enough of joking around.
Yeah.
Here, you just read the lines where it says telephone girl.
Telephone operator.
Yeah, she's the girl that sits outside the boy's office when I come to see him.
What's that again?
I'm the girl that comes to see this boy. I'm in love with him, but he doesn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And I come up to the girl at the telephone and say, I want to see Mr. Rollins. And she says he isn't in. And I say, well, I'm going to wait till he comes in. You see, I don't know he's really in, that his family wants him to marry some other girl. I've come to take him horseback riding. But the audience knows it, and they feel very sorry for me.
Yes, I can see where they would.
See, isn't it exciting?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when I find out about the other girl, and they see me riding slowly away on my horse.
What's that? You can't ride a horse.
Oh, that's when we use a double. You don't know about those things, dear.
Oh, yes, I know about doubles. You're going to get somebody to double for you when it comes to riding the horse.
Oh, no, not double for me. I'm only in the picture a little while as it is. I want to do as much as I can.
Well, so what about the double you were talking about?
A double for the horse. We'll get a pony or...
Oh, a double for the horse.
Yeah, they can do anything in movies.
Yes, they can do
anything. Well, go ahead. You be the telephone girl.
Oh, all right. Let me see.
It's right at the top of the page there.
Oh, yes. The telephone girl. Who did you want to see, please?
I want to see... That's cute, dear.
You like that? Maybe I should be trying out for this movie contest.
Oh, you. Well, let's start over. Go ahead, dear. You're doing fine.
Thanks. Who did you want to see, please?
I want to see Mr. Rollins. Rollins, Mr. C21I.
Well, just a moment. Wait a minute, what was that you said?
I want to see Mr. Rollins, and you have to say just a moment.
I know what I have to say, but what did you say after you said I want to see Mr. Rollins?
Oh, Rollins, Mr. C21I. That's backwards.
Backwards?
Yeah, you heard Neil tell me to learn the lines so well that I can say them backwards.
Oh, so you've learned them backwards, too.
Oh, sure, I don't mind. Now, let's go on. You say, just a moment, I'll see if he's in.
Oh, yeah, just a moment, I'll see if he's in. In, he's, if, see, I'll, moment, a, just.
Beg pardon?
That's backwards.
Oh, then I say, thank you, you thank.
You thank.
Backwards.
Let's play the whole thing backward. I like that. Then I say, in, not, he's, no.
Wait, oh.
Wait, I'll. Oh, yeah, that's when you say you'll wait.
Yes, and then I sit down.
Backwards.
Yes. Well, sure, how else?
Is that all there is to the scene?
That's all I have to say. The rest is acting.
Well, what kind of acting?
Mostly sad.
Oh, mostly sad.
That's when the other girl comes in, the one his family wants him to marry, and she goes up to the girl and asks the girl if Mr. Rollins is in, and the telephone girl says, of course, go right in, Miss Sylvia. That's when I first began to think that maybe he doesn't love me.
Oh, you're not convinced yet. You think maybe he doesn't love
me. Yes, I just start to think it. That's going to be the hard part to do.
You mean facially?
Yes, when I... What?
You mean you just sit there and suffer, sort of?
That's it. Well, I get so excited that I drop my whip. And then
Your whip?
Yes, my whip, you know.
Maybe I missed something. Where did you find a whip? On the way over?
No, you're not paying attention. I told you I came to take him horseback riding.
Oh, Mr. Rollins, you mean. You came to take him horseback riding.
Yes, I told you that when we first started.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I come in dressed in riding clothes and that little whip they carry. I know just the outfit I'm going to buy, too.
You're not buying clothes for this movie contest.
Oh, not for the test, when I win the contest.
Oh, when you win the contest, well, that's different.
Oh, sure. There's a lot of outfits I have to get. There's a time she meets him at the club when they're swimming. That's a swimming outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Denver riding outfit I just told you about. Oh, yes. Then the time I call him up to go to a baseball game, and he says he's too busy. That's a baseball outfit I get.
Oh, you're going to dress for every mood you're in a picture.
Oh, sure. I'm going to wear as many different things as I can. I'm only in the picture a little while. I might as well.
You're not backward about clothes, are you?
Oh, well, maybe that's Marge. I'll try it with her, too.
Oh, weren't you satisfied with my performance? I thought I was doing so well.
Oh, you're all right, dear. But, I mean, after all, a telephone girl ought to be a girl.
Yes, there's something in that, I guess.
Well, Neil.
Oh, Jane.
It's Neil, dear. I thought it was Marge.
Oh, is Marge home?
No, she had to stay downtown for dinner.
Oh, Neil. Oh, I thought maybe Marge was with you.
Not with me. I told her I had to work. This contest is getting to be more of a job than ever. You ought to see the thousands of girls that have applied for this thing.
Well, your friend Mr. Lorenz is going to have quite a job handling so many movie aspirants.
I'll say, well, he's not home. I was just next door, pounding away.
Where is he?
I guess he's busy with his camera crew, getting ready for the contest tomorrow.
Oh, I'm so excited about it.
You should see the cameramen and equipment and whatnot that blew in from Hollywood today.
Oh, I guess that Mr. Lorenz is busy setting his stages and getting right lighting effects.
I thought he was doing that all day, so I drove out tonight to see him about last-minute details, but nobody's home.
Well, he's probably still working. Hang around a while. He ought to be back.
It's on you. Oh, he got me off. Oh, he's good, yeah. Replica of you. Calumnia more. Calumnia more. Not you be divorced. You me old. Dobry
This has been a delightful little dinner. I really enjoyed this place. Funny, I never came here before. I passed it often, but never thought to have dinner here.
You really enjoyed it?
Oh, yes, indeed. It's lovely here, and I'm glad you brought me.
Well, you can't repay me.
You mean treat you to dinner here some night?
No, not exactly. First, you can repay me by stop calling me Mr. Lorenz. How about Arthur?
Well, I guess that could be arranged, Arthur.
That is much better, isn't it?
I guess so. After all, it does sound a little too formal.
Of course. And now, Marge...
Oh, we are getting on, aren't we?
Why shouldn't we?
Well, I see no reason.
Can you see a reason why you should not accept my generous offer to play in my picture?
Oh, that again.
Yes, and again, until I have finally convinced you.
Oh, I'm afraid you're going to have no end of trouble there.
I cannot understand you. You are a strange girl.
Am I? How?
How? I offer you a career in pictures and you say no.
Well, does that make me strange simply because I know my niche?
Your niche? Who are you to say what your niche in life is?
Well, for that matter, and no offense meant, Arthur, who are you to say what my niche is?
I? Do you know how many girls in Hollywood wait the beckoning nod from Lorenz?
About 22,817, I should say.
Oh, now you are laughing at me.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm laughing at the very thought of me in pictures or anywhere but where I am.
I'm sorry if I sounded conceited.
Oh, no, you didn't. I think it's a pretty well-established fact that you're one of the great directors in Hollywood.
Then why can't I change your mind?
Well, simply because I won't enter any contest.
Oh, the contest is merely a matter of form. We go through with it and give these girls tests. They are horrible, I assure you.
Oh, no, I don't think that's fair. You haven't seen them.
I have seen them elsewhere. They are all horrible.
Oh, you've done it before, huh?
We have tested thousands of girls. They have not. We merely select one who is less horrible than the others, and I work with her until we get a little something, but with you it is different.
Well, I fail to see it.
But I tell you it is so. You can take my word for it. Surely I should know about such things. I have rewritten the part to suit you.
You what?
I did not intend telling you. I told Mr. Williams that I had, and I also told him that I knew I had found the right girl in you.
You told Neil that I was...
I did.
But Neil didn't say anything to me about this.
That is my fault. I asked him not to. I wanted you to come of your own free will. But I see it is useless, so I have to tell him.
But what did Neil say? Was he surprised or glad or what?
He was quite surprised, but I told him that Tarrant was found in surprising places.
Well, I wish I could have been there when you told him. Him, the master newspaper man.
I cannot understand you. You are a strange girl, very strange.
Well, it's the way I am, and if you want to call it strange...
But look, Marge, tomorrow begins a hectic 3 days for me. The test begins. These girls will begin making their emotional faces. They will pose and they will act, and yet you say you will not come to my rescue. How can you be so cruel?
Cruel? Now, don't tell me you call it cruel.
I know I shall wait till you come. You will come?
No, I'm afraid not.
You have 3 days to change your mind. I shall wait each day.
Well, if you insist on waiting. But really, Arthur, I must be getting home. You better get in early, too, as your day tomorrow is so
heavy. Of course, it was. Wait to bring the chick.
Well, I'm not going to wait any longer.
Oh, wait around a while. He ought to be back. Look through that window and see if he's back yet.
No, I already looked. He's not there. It's dark.
What kept Marge downtown tonight?
I don't know. She called up this afternoon and said she wouldn't be home for dinner. I guess she had to work late. I wish she did come home. I want her to help me learn my part.
Can't you learn it without Marge?
Oh, yes, but she could read the other part, and I could...
Oh, you mean you wanted to kill you? Well, anybody can do that.
I already did it. She knows her lines fine.
That's good, because you're going to be a cinch in this thing, Jane.
You really think so?
I know it.
Oh, what are you talking about, Neil? You said the same thing the other night. How can you say that she's going to get anywhere in this thing if she's... crying out for it.
I've got it on very good authority.
What does that mean? What are you so secretive about?
Well, I hate to break a confidence, but listen. Listen, Jane.
What?
Last night, Mr. Lorenz told me he thought you had the best chance of anybody of getting this part.
What?
Mr. Lorenz said that I was...
He certainly did. He's only going through with the test with these other girls just as a matter of form because of the contest my paper is sponsoring. But when it's all over, you're going to be the girl.
Well, I can't believe...
Well, this isn't the most exciting...
Not a word about this, Jane. And tomorrow at the test, don't let on that you know. Just wait your turn like all the other girls, but keep in mind that you're going to be it. That's the Paramount thing.
And not only Paramount, but Warner Brothers and Metro Goldman Sachs and all the others out there.
Yes, that's the Paramount thing, according to Neil. But we learn what happens at the test when next we meet the Easy Aces.